Welcome to Your Utah. I am Taylor Powers. Over there is Ethan Millard. We're bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front.
Yes.
We got a couple things going on, coming up. One of which is a Leo After Dark. If you're not familiar with Leo After Dark,
They are legendary.
It's for adults, and they're kind of like interactive, various pieces that... I'll get into it later. First, we're going to start out with Ethan's Hanukkah market.
Yeah, I just discovered this, and this sounds like a really cool thing. The Jewish Community Center here in Salt Lake is hosting a Hanukkah market. This is Sunday, December 3rd from 12 to 5 p.m., so in the afternoon. And the Hanukkah market will feature local vendors, arts and crafts, books, and Jewish foods.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's open to everybody, the entire community. It is... admission to the market is free. Some of the activities, like they've got a bounce house, face painting, things like that.
Tons of things for kids.
And some of those have a cost, an extra cost just to kind of support the expense.
Right.
But otherwise, if you just want to go to the market, it's totally free.
Cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I love Jewish food.
I don't have a lot of experience with it. So this is something...
Oh, that's good. You should go.
I ought to go so I can kind of get a little bit more experience with it.
Mm-hmm. Did you say where it is?
Yes, it is at the Jewish Community Center.
Oh, okay.
Which is up near the University of Utah on Medical Drive. So just right to the north of Primary Children's Hospital.
Okay. Cool.
Just right there at the top, up there in Federal Heights.
Love it.
It is a really cool event. And I got to say this, as I was learning about the Hanukkah market, I discovered that the Jewish Community Center actually hosts a number of pretty intriguing community events.
Oh, do they?
That so far, for me at least, have just kind of slid under the radar.
Huh.
And maybe I ought to kind of tap into this a little bit more because they do some really cool things. We've already missed the Jewish Arts Festival.
Oh.
Right? It was this month, just earlier this month.
Man, got to stay up to date with the Jewish community.
That's right. They had all kinds of performances. And on Thursday, November 2nd, they had Deli Night. It says, join us for delicious, authentic American Jewish cuisine from Feldman's Deli.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. Man, that's a missed opportunity. Anyway, we shouldn't, if you've been missing these opportunities, let's all make a pact that we're going to start looking at these as things to do. If you go to slcjcc.org, that's Salt Lake City Jewish Community Center.org, slcjcc.org, you'll find all the events there, including one which I wanted to mention because it stopped me in my tracks, but I still don't exactly know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shalom on the Range.
Shalom on the Range.
And it's an annual fundraiser that they hold to maintain this scholarship program that they have. But I'm not totally sure like what the event is, except that I love that name. Shalom on the Range.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool? But this past year they awarded more than $100,000.
Wow.
And financial assistance to families.
That's cool.
For education.
Nice. And don't feel discouraged or like you can't participate in any of these events because you're not Jewish.
No.
Go and...
These are open. Yeah.
Yeah. Go and see the community. Get involved. I mean, these events aren't... There are no boundaries or restrictions.
No. They all very clearly state everyone's welcome to come and hang out and enjoy some Jewish food. So, which... Oof. You don't have to tell me twice. You don't have to invite me twice to something like that. So there again, it is the Hanukkah market, and it is December 3rd from 12 to 5 p.m. So coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
Great.
Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
All right. When we come back, we're going to go back to something that we've featured a few times, and that is a very special Leonardo After Dark. It's at the Leonardo Museum downtown Salt Lake, which is a place that I love personally. So Taylor's going to tell us all about it when we come back. All right. The Leonardo... The tongue twister. The Leonardo Museum is downtown Salt Lake City. It's the old main city library. And I love going to this museum because the basic building is the same as it was when I was a student. And when I was in school growing up, I had such poor grades that for a couple of years, my parents banished me to the library every day after school. And they said, all right, until you get your grades up, which they never came up. I had to go to the library after school and stay there till it closed, which was 9 p.m.
Jeez.
And so
you weren't reading stuff for school?
No.
Fell in love with the library?
I did. All that did was open my eyes to a whole other – a billion other things.
Yeah.
But I had one place that I would always sit. It was one table and one chair where I always chose.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, in the Leonardo Museum, go to that spot in the museum and stand in that same spot. And
that's pretty cool.
It's really neat. It's really neat because I was so young. And you know who was at the library all the time that I used to see all the time?
Who?
Rain Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the Rain Man, you know from the movie?
Yeah.
He lived here in Salt Lake.
That's wild.
And I'd see him every day, and like me, apparently, a denizen of the library. It was Rain Man, me, and a dozen or so homeless people were like the permanent residents.
Oh, my God.
And he was always there, and he'd have the phone books out because there was a section for phone books. They had phone books from all over the country and all over the world, right? And he'd get these phone books out, and he had these notebooks. And he would sit there, and he would write phone numbers into his notebook.
What was he doing?
Just that exactly. I saw him. He came to my high school. I know this is so off topic.
That's okay. Interesting.
He came to my high school and did this assembly. And he let students raise their hands. And he would tell him their parents' name. And he would repeat back to them their home address and phone number as it appears in the phone book.
I'm speechless.
Just like that. It really was astonishing.
Wow.
Really was astonishing.
What? I mean, if he had memory like that and he decided to memorize everyone's phone number and home address.
I don't think he decided anything.
Yeah.
I think it's just.
You just had to.
I think it's just, you know, everything. It was a steel trap. Everything that went in and, you know, everything went in stayed. Mine's a steel trap, but reverse. Nothing can get in.
Nothing can get in.
Yeah, everything bounces
at this
off.
Point, nothing else is getting in.
All right. Let's talk about Leonardo Museum.
Okay. So have you ever heard of the word hygge?
No, never.
Okay.
How's this spelled?
It is spelled H-Y-G-G-E. And this is the theme for this week's Leonardo After Dark.
Okay. I wouldn't even guess that's how it's pronounced.
I know. Me neither. When I first read it, I thought it said Haig or
Higgy.
But then immediately after, it tells you the pronunciation. And it's hygge.
Hygge. All right.
It's a Danish word. And it's used when acknowledging a feeling or a moment, whether alone or with friends, or at home, or out, ordinary or extraordinary, that's defined as cozy or charming or special. Kind of just a comfort. Like,
right.
It's this feeling of comfort.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, going all out or indulging. It's more just about feeling content and cozy and happy, like all these feelings that kind of come with the holidays. You know,
cool.
When you're with your family or, you know, you're eating a little bit more lavishly than usual, or you just kind of feel like that.
Yeah.
And so that's what this event is going to be around. So there's going to be DIY crafts and different things to get you into the holidays. They suggest wearing a warm sweater or something that makes you feel cozy and, you know, in your comfort or lounge style. There's going to be drinks and snacks and a lot of things that, you know, are just going to go along with that theme of hygge.
Yeah.
I love hygge.
Yeah, well, we all do, apparently. Yeah. Apparently, we didn't know it, but we're all about it this whole time.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting us ready for the holiday season.
That's perfect.
And, yeah, I don't really know what all is going to be there, but it sounds really cool.
It sounds like it's a giant event. The event equivalent to, like, warm slippers and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, I get it.
And then they're going to get you prepared, so you can probably be making crafts for others, you know, homemade gifts, that kind of stuff.
And that's on Friday?
That is on this Friday, November 17th. It starts at 7:30 p.m. and it goes until November 18th at 12 a.m.
Oh, well,
so,
there you go.
It's an evening event, goes until midnight. It's $15 per person. And that's what I got for you.
These Leo After Dark events have been getting great reviews. People are really liking them a lot. So
yeah. And reminder, it's 21 and over. So
yeah, grown up event.
Grown up. Get your kids a babysitter and head out for Hygge.
Hygge.
Hygge, hygge.
Hygge.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Get out there, embrace the Jewish community, and embrace your hygge of the holiday season. Thank you, and enjoy your Utah.